So we all know that it's really important to have a fire blend. That one's been drilled into us for a long time. But, I mean, what are the kind of key factors to take into consideration now?
Well, look, there's a number of key considerations that people need to look at when they're doing their bushfire survival plan, whether that be for the first time or whether they need to tweak it, especially after the last season. But it's the main thing is we want people to discuss what they're going to do. We don't need them to write it down. You know, if you write it down, that's fine. But the main thing is to have that important discussion with your family, especially with your kids, because as we know all too well, there are times where parents are away or at work and the kids are at home for maybe a couple of hours by themselves. What will they do if the fire starts and threatens the home and you can't get back to the kids? So that's why it's important to have that discussion with everybody in the family so everybody knows what they'll do, where they'll go, what they'll take, and when they will go if a fire was to threaten them.
It's a really good point, and it's something that I think a lot of people don't really consider. And, I mean, one of the things that we kind of had this year, at the end of last year, was we had some fires strike up around Sydney, and I think that we do kind of get a little bit desensitized and we kind of lose touch, you know, when we're in the city. We don't really think we need a fire plan. But, I mean, coming into this season, how important is it for us here in Sydney to have a plan as well?
Look, it's very important. As we saw last season, obviously we did see some unprecedented conditions through there as well. But we were seeing embers being blown 30-plus kilometres ahead of main fires. So we do typically see, or some of the myths, that, you know, if I don't live in the bush, that my house isn't going to burn down or I'm not going to be threatened by fire. But typically we see houses burn down more due to ember attack than we do the actual direct flame impingement onto a home. So that's why we tell people it's very important to make sure their homes are prepared, even if they don't live on that urban interface. So, you know, we ask people to do things like trim overhanging trees and shrubs, mow and remove cuttings and keep your lawns maintained, remove all those combustible materials and clean them from your gutters and around your home, and make sure you have things like hoses and sturdy fire extinguishing agents that will reach all around your home to be able to extinguish a fire if you're staying and defending.
Yeah, it's important, right? And I think right about now is a good time to do it because it is September and, you know, we are heading, I mean, well, last year, you know, this all kind of got started in the coming weeks. So, you know, now is the time to do it. But you guys are holding a Get Ready Weekend. What kind of events are you guys holding?
Yeah, look, we certainly are. And as you said, very important to make sure that we see this time last year. We were in a very much a worse position. We saw significant fire activity already, especially up in northern and northwestern New South Wales. So it's always important that people continue to maintain their home year-round because, as we said, we're starting to see fires start earlier and earlier and the fire season finishing later and later each year. So we're seeing that window expand significantly. Yes, we're in much of a better position this year considering we've had a lot more rain, but there is, with that rain that we've had, there is a significant fuel build-up. And when we start to see that reduction in rainfall, that's when we typically see that fire threat. So as you mentioned, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're having a Get Ready Weekend, which is all about coming and having a discussion about what you'll do and what you can do around your home to prepare yourself. Jump onto the RFS website, rfs.nsw.gov.au, and you'll see more than 480 events occurring across New South Wales this weekend. And I think it is important to note that some of our, or a majority now, of our events are actually being held online, obviously due to the current COVID circumstances. But there are still a number of stations that are open. So jump on there, have a look and see what closest station is open or online to you, and make sure you have that important discussion this weekend and start doing some preparations for the upcoming fire season.
It's definitely something to start cracking on about over your bacon and eggs on a Saturday morning. And yeah, now that it's all online, definitely makes it a lot more accessible. Hey, James, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
You're welcome, Alex. Thanks for your time this morning.